My friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for joining me on today, this day six. I want to apologize because I had to record this video on the fly. I was not able to do any editing or anything like that. So for those of you that are joining me, let me ask you, have you been attacked during this novena? Because I've noticed that I have. I'm sick. My daughter and my two daughters are sick. And what does that tell you? When you are being attacked, what does that mean? That means that what you're doing is important and you have to persevere. That's the sign. That's the sign we all want. We should all want to be hated by the devil and to be attacked by him. Now, as scary as that sounds, think about it. If you're not being attacked by the devil, what does that mean? Consider that. So in this novena, I think this is actually my first novena to the souls in purgatory and for them, at least in this way. So lift up your petitions to the Lord and let's trust and let's begin our prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O holy souls in purgatory, you are the certain heirs of heaven. You are most dear to Jesus as the trophies of his precious blood and to Mary, Mother of Mercy. Obtain for me, through your intercession, the grace to lead a holy life, to die a happy death, and to attain to the blessedness of eternity in heaven. Dear suffering souls, who long to be delivered in order to praise and glorify God in heaven, by your unfailing pity, help me in the needs which distress me at this time. Particularly, mention your intention. So that I may obtain relief and assistance from God. In gratitude for your intercession, I offer to God, in your behalf, the satisfactory merits of my prayer and work, my joys and sufferings of this day. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this day six. I will see you tomorrow, day seven.